Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is a Guess the Famous Monument episode. So it's quite a simple task really. You have to simply guess which famous monument I am talking about. Now, the most important thing isn't actually whether or not you know the monument I am talking about here, although it might make you happy if you get it right. The main point is to learn some new vocabulary, maybe a bit of grammar as well. During the podcast, I will be stopping after a few clues just to look at some of the vocabulary that are included in the clues, in the information. So, here's the first clue. It is perhaps the world's most famous prehistoric monument. A legend from the 12th century claimed that it was placed on a mountain in Ireland before a wizard magically moved it to England. Let's take a look at the word wizard. I'm sure lots of you know what this is, especially if you like Harry Potter. A wizard is someone who is believed to have magical powers and who uses them maybe to harm or to help other people. A wizard. So according to this legend, which is like an old story, a wizard magically moved this monument from Ireland to England. Next clue. Researchers believe that it may have been a calendar linked to the study of the stars. So maybe a prehistoric way of understanding time. Next, other theories suggest that the site could have been a place of healing where sick people flocked in the hope of being cured by the monument's miraculous powers. Three words we're going to look at there. First of all, healing. Healing is the process of becoming well again after some injury or illness. Healing. To flock. I said this is where sick people flocked in the hope of being cured. To flock is to move or come together in large numbers. For example, hundreds of people flocked to the football match. And the word miraculous? Well, this comes from miracle. If something is miraculous, it is unusual or mysterious. In fact, it's a miracle. Miraculous. Next, one thing is for sure, it was used as a cemetery. Experts estimate that about 200 people are buried on the grounds. Two things here to talk about. First of all, the pronunciation of cemetery. Often I hear people put an N in cemetery. They say cementery. There is no N, it's simply cemetery. Cemetery. And the other word I gave you, which I'd like to look at, is buried. To bury is to put a dead body into the ground. To bury. So 200 people are buried on the grounds. Next, this monument is the ultimate historical mystery, and it continues to confound historians and visitors alike. Why? Because it was created by people who left no written records. So let's take a look at that. Ultimate. If we say the ultimate historical mystery, it means the biggest, the greatest, the greatest historical mystery. And it continues to confound historians. Well, this is another way of saying confuse. And the final clue. If you visit it today, you'll see many of the enormous stones still standing strong in a circular arrangement. So, what am I talking about? What is this famous monument? Well, you may know it. It's very famous. You may even have been. It is Stonehenge. Stonehenge in England, which I don't think I've ever been close to, but I've certainly driven past it a few times. Stonehenge. So well done if you got it right. But remember, the most important thing is to learn some new vocabulary, and I hope you managed to do that today. So that's all for today's podcast. Remember, if you have ideas for podcasts that you'd like me to do, or if you would like to maybe send me some comments, things you like, things you don't like, I always like hearing from you, and you can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.